This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I'd like to formally welcome all of you. I'm Diana Winston, and I am the Director of Mindfulness Education at the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. Just a reminder that we do have the opportunity for live transcript, which is a closed captioning option, and that's down at the bottom, so you can read about in the chat how to do that. So happy that we can offer that to make this time more accessible together. So we're here to practice mindfulness, and I typically define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. How can we learn to live more in the present moment, to live from a place of ease and well-being, not lost in the past and the future with all our fears and worries and with the sense of uncertainty and confusion, but coming into a place of center, of ease and well-being that really is accessible to all of us. So for today, the holidays are coming up, and in the United States anyway, it's Thanksgiving. And so we'll do a meditation connected somewhat to gratitude and also to loving kindness. I'm thinking I'm going to do a longer loving kindness meditation. And for those of you familiar with the loving kindness, this is where we cultivate the quality of kindness, wishing another well. We see the goodness in another person, and we just naturally want to offer them thoughts of well-being, of kindness, of compassion. And so we'll work on different ways of doing that, starting with sending it to ourselves and then sending it to someone we love, and then moving towards ourselves and then out even to people that we don't know and people who might be challenging for us. So we're really sending this is sort of a broad vision of the loving kindness meditation, which is derived from the Buddhist world and is now taught, you know, secularly and accessibly around the world. So secondly, we'll do a little bit about gratitude, and we'll see, I'll kind of weave that in. But I do want to say, as we do the loving kindness meditation, what happens, sometimes you're feeling the loving kindness, like, because it's an embodied state. It's not just a thought, may you be happy, but it's actually a quality of that we can feel in our bodies and minds. And sometimes we also do it and we don't feel it, that we feel maybe the opposite, or we feel nothing happening at all. And if any of that happens while you're meditating, it's not a problem. That's part of the process. And you get to bring kindness to the ways in which it's hard to be kind. We bring more kindness to ourselves, and we bring our mindfulness and our presence to ourselves as well in the process. Okay, so we'll start the meditation. And I just encourage you to settle back in a way that is comfortable and easeful for you. Especially with this particular meditation, the loving kindness meditation, you want to be really comfortable. It's hard to feel kindness or compassion for anyone else when your body is uncomfortable. So just find your way. And if you can have an upright back, if that's available to you, then that can sometimes be helpful with the meditation, keeping us alert and present. If your feet can be on the floor, if you're seated in a chair, maybe you're cross-legged on a cushion, that's great, fine, whatever you want to do. Some of you might be on beds, whatever is comfortable and supportive. Your hands resting where they are comfortable. And your eyes can be closed. And if for some reason you don't prefer them to be closed, then leave them open. But my suggestion is looking somewhat downward so you're not too distracted. We can start with a few deep breaths. Just allowing yourself to settle, to soften, and come into this present moment. as you are. Really allowing yourself to be as you are, not just whatever is here, whatever is showing up, whether it's exhaustion or excitement, or it's almost vacation, or I'm hungry, or whatever is happening inside us, it's all completely welcome. We can gently scan our bodies, noticing any areas of tension or tightness. Particularly, you might notice your stomach is tight, so you might breathe a little more deeply into the stomach area. Your hands are tense, see if you can soften them. Relax your shoulders, soften your throat and neck and face and facial muscles. Just taking this first part of the meditation to see how you're doing and offer a little bit of ease, relaxation. Just invite that in. This is time just for you. And we might think about something we feel grateful for. Just whatever pops into your mind. What am I grateful for in my life? This could be something big or something small. And as you recognize that, notice how it feels inside. Maybe a sense of appreciation, open-heartedness, gratitude. Let that be here. Take another breath or two, and we can, as we move into the loving kindness practice, just remember you can at any point go back to gratitude, just that sort of sense of like, oh, I'm grateful for this, or I'm grateful for that. See what comes up into your mind. And sometimes it's hard to find things to be grateful for, or things are complex. And just see, there might be even little things like grateful for my breath. Grateful for the sun today. Now bring to mind somebody you're grateful for in your life. Someone who, when you think of them, you get really happy. And this could be a family member, a child, a mentor, a teacher, a dear friend. Could be an animal, dog, cat, someone or some animal that you're grateful for and they make you happy to think of. And if you can't think of anyone, you could also use like someone you've read about or historical figure or something. So let that person or animal come to mind. And think to yourself, well, what am I grateful for about this person? What am I grateful, appreciative? What do I love about this person or pet? And as you enumerate in your mind these things, notice what it feels like inside you. This feeling of appreciation, gratitude, and kindness. It's probably quite easy to naturally wish well to this person, animal that you were thinking of. So we can say what you can say my words, or you can come up with your own words. And I'll say, may you be safe and protected. And as I say these words, we can imagine the person or animal you're thinking of as being safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. So have a sense of them happy and peaceful. You might see, sense, feel, imagine, however it works for you. May you be healthy and strong. Get a sense of them healthy, strong, vibrant. May you be at ease. Imagine that. And you might also add, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you. And as you say all these words, what's happening inside you? What do you notice? Your body and mind, heart. See if you can let whatever is here be here. A sense of warmth, ease, spaciousness. A smile to your lips. And now keep using these words. You can use my words or your own. There might be something, let's do that right now. Is there something you want to wish for them? May you be happy. May you know you'll get through this. May you be free from all your stress. What do you want to say to them? What happens inside as you say those words? And then keep repeating, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. I'm grateful for you. Noticing what's happening inside you, and if there's feelings of kindness and appreciation, gratitude, really let them be here. If there's not, notice what is here. Letting whatever is here be here. So just take a minute or two to do it on your own, sending kindness out to this person or animal, connecting with your gratitude, your appreciation, and your well wishes. Now let's imagine that this being that you're thinking of turns around and sends it back to you. See if you can now take in their kindness as they wish you well. You just imagine, like you can have a sense of them in front of you, and you can imagine kindness coming from their heart to yours. You might have an image. You might have a sense. You might be a memory. It's fine with this practice to get creative. So just imagine that they send you kindness and they say, may you be safe and protected. You might imagine yourself feeling safe, protected. May you be happy and peaceful. Can you sense that? May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. We're just imagining this kindness, this appreciation, these well wishes coming from a previous person or animal to us right now, and can we take it in? And if that person or animal was thinking, I'm so grateful for you, I'm so grateful for you, how does that feel? Taking in their gratitude, receiving their gratitude and their kindness. And just breathe. You can always feel your feet on the floor. Noticing what is happening inside you as you take this in. It's not always easy to do. We always can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, can I hold this too with kindness? Can I hold this too with kindness? And so repeating the words. You might also, if you want to try imagining sending the kindness throughout your body, as if your heart could pump out kindness and gratitude throughout your body. You might say, may I be safe and protected. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be at ease. And feel free to vary it. Maybe there's something right now. What do you want to say to yourself? May I know I'm loved. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be at ease. So however you want to imagine sending the kindness to yourself, either coming from that other being or from yourself, and then begin to infuse it with, if this feels possible, just a little bit of gratitude for yourself. I'm grateful for dot, dot, dot. I'm grateful for my heart that's beating. I'm grateful for my lungs. I'm grateful for the movements my body can make. And that's just a start. What are you grateful for in your own body heart and mind. And sometimes it's hard to figure that out. See if you can start small. I'm grateful for my fingers. And then if you want to get more advanced, you can go, I'm grateful for my courage. I'm grateful for the ways I've helped people. I'm grateful for dot, dot, dot. You fill it in. Noticing how it feels to say these words, noticing what's happening inside you. Can go back to the kindness phrases. May I be safe and protected. May I be at ease. Or you might want to go to the gratitude words, whatever you want. What are you drawn to right now? If it starts to feel like it's too hard, you can always go back to the simplicity of noticing your breath, for instance, keeping it simple. Feeling breath after breath. We're back to sending kindness to that loved one from the first one we did. Take some time here to send kindness as you feel drawn. And you might even want to extend it out to other people whom you love. Family members, friends, colleagues. So wherever you're drawn to send the kindness now, you kind of know the routine, just sharing that kindness. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. I'm grateful for you. So let's try this in silence, just sending it out wherever you feel drawn. As you choose a person or yourself, or an animal or whoever to focus on, you can repeat those phrases, you can come up with your own. And you can also You might find yourself thinking of another person. So then that person comes into your mind and then send it to them. So you may follow a trail. If you find yourself getting lost in thought, thinking about other things, just like with the mindfulness practice, redirect your attention back to the phrases, the feeling, the person you were thinking of. Just keep coming back. So we'll do it a couple more minutes in silence. So we can notice how we're feeling right now. Perhaps we're feeling wide open heart or a little bit open. Maybe we're feeling not open at all, and that's fine. Wherever you are is absolutely fine. So if it does feel that there's kindness and gratitude here, really let it be here. Settle into it, feel it, acknowledge. And if it's not, if you're feeling nothing or it's kind of, or maybe even other feelings, see if you can allow that to be here for whatever it is I'm feeling. May I hold this too with kindness, with awareness. And now let's just imagine that all of the kindness that's been generated and the gratitude that's come from this room of people, hundreds of people. Let's imagine that it goes out into the world. So just have a sense of all the appreciation, care, gratitude, just reaching from wherever you are and going out like rays of the sun in all directions. And then as it goes out, the kindness touches all of the people who are struggling and suffering right now throughout this planet. It touches the animals, and it touches the all of us, and people who are in the midst of war or violence or fear, and it alleviates the suffering. We just can imagine that our kindness goes out and out. We can send the kindness also to our earth. And this is where we can also offer so much gratitude for the earth that sustains us. So just imagine the kindness reaching out, kind of blanketing this earth. May everyone everywhere, without exception, be happy and peaceful and at ease. May all of us connect with gratitude. May we be at ease. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Take a moment to reorient. So thank you for your practice today. It's lovely to be here in this space. I love that there is actually a holiday dedicated to gratitude, but of course it has its own history, as we know. So just want to make a few announcements, which is that I'm going on a very short 7-week sabbatical. And so I'll be back the week of January 9th. And in the meantime, we have a bunch. Allison will be, who's here the first Thursdays of the month, will do a number of the slots. And we'll have Tom Tia as well. He's visited with you all. And then there's also, I'll return on January 13th. There's also a bunch of holidays. So there's no session next week. And then there's no sessions at the end of the year. So the schedule, you can see the hammer just posted in the chat. That's the schedule. It's on the UCLA Mark website. So if you're confused, when are we meeting? When are we not meeting? It's on the UCLA Mark website. Okay. It's right there. And just so lovely to be with all of you as always. And I'm really looking forward to some time off. I haven't really taken an extended period in about 15 years. So I'm really excited about this. And if people are asking me what I'm planning to do, and the answer is nothing. I'm going to do absolutely nothing. But I will look forward to being back. I'm not going to stay on as an extended time today. I'm just going to head out. You can always be in touch with UCLA Mark, and you can listen to our app, UCLA Mindful, and these sessions will keep going just with our guest teachers and with Allison too. Okay. So see you all in January. Have a great holiday, and sending my best.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.